I said, how come? Anyway, so I got copies of it. I couldn't, you know, see why we would have to at that time, and did extensive study on it, and then, and worked, and then met with the treasurer, and she was here just a minute ago. And this month, we were blessed with the highest revenue that she said that we had ever received in it. But then, of course, last month, the month before, we were down 13. You're bouncing back and forth. But something that was pointed out to me by our treasurer is that we ended that fund, or our projected amount to end the fund, if was just $773,000. So that there was hardly, if that were true, hardly any way that we could expect to recoup and be able to pay the $1,525,000 in at the end of March. So looking to see what, and then we have several hundred thousand other things that come out of it. And as you know, that we've had some majors, the 115,000 on the fire board and fire panel. Anyway, so the cost from now through to March with the funds that we have now, two employees, the benefits, that's about 47,000. Empire Electric, 77,400. There's hardly any way that, and of course this is for another discussion, we'll need, but we need to do it right away, is do we stop paying anything out of that fund except and try to let it accumulate to get enough to pay the bond payment out in March or 1st of April, except for those two things, electric and officers. If we were to get the average that the treasurer did, if you did an average over 12 months, if we were to get that amount in for sales tax, that's what we'd be able to do, is to pay the bond payment and those two things and pay nothing else out. I don't know the commission's which way, but it is a decision we have to make right away. And the reason I rattle on with all of that is all of these other expenses, or else the bond payment one, is going to have to come out of GCR for 2020.
I think it could come out of another fund and be reimbursed if it needed to be.
Well, you've got another payment in October to come out of that fund on the bond payment. So reimbursed someday, but...
I don't know that that's another discussion we can have, but...
Uh-huh. The only reason I'm bringing it up now is because if that's all going to come out of 2020, that we may want to consider just taking this out now, this 22,000 of the 2019 budget.
Out of the 114 or out of which line?
It'd have to be out of the 114. It's not in your budget, is it?
No.
Hopefully, we'll all do more extensive research, but, on the entire budget, we've got more unexpected expenses coming there. 911's in trouble. They're going to need money. So knowing all of that, for that, I kind of think it'd be better in the 2019 budget.
It doesn't bother me one way or the other. It doesn't matter if it comes out of 19 or 20. We either spend it now or we spend it later. So it just depends on where you want to have the... That doesn't bother me.
Okay. We just go into the reserves more.
Either way, you're...
You're going into the reserves.
You're going to reserve either way, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
So I guess that's my question is how immediate is the need? And if it needs to be done, then...
Well, like I said, these computers are dropping on us. You know, they're breaking down, and they've got to be replaced.
I would also have the concern, is the price going to change after the first of the year?
True. Yeah. It may go down, it may go up.
Yeah. No idea.
Right. Are these, do we still have, because each car, each computer had like a internet access to it, correct? Through like a
They have internet access, and then they're trackable by GPS.
Right, but as the tablets, are the tablets going to have built-in internet as
yes,
well?
Yes, they have the same capabilities as what the Toughbooks do. Yeah.
Because I was thinking we even had some of them were old enough to where we had to have a separate, like, what are they called, MIFIs or something in the car.
Wi-Fis, yeah. Yeah.
This will all be built into to the actual unit.
Well, yeah, these should be.
I did speak with Joe in IT, and he said that the tablets would be much better than the Toughbooks that you had.
They take up, of course, cars are getting smaller, so these take up a lot less room. And the old docking stations that those tablets take, they're like $700 now to replace if you can find them. And they go bad, the connections on them are going bad, and that's where a lot of our breakdowns are coming in. Yeah.
Are those tablets portable?
Yes. Yeah, they're portable. You can just pop them right off the stands that we get and take them right with you.
Do they already have a... Does anybody go up for bid, or is there a... Is it on a...
Mr. Erickson sent me an email the other day on a lot of this stuff. It's already on a bid.
State bid, okay.
Yeah, on one of the state bids or some other government bid that we can use for me to get. And I haven't had a chance to get with IT yet to see what these are on.
I don't mind if you get them. Then we'll vote on it whenever the purchase comes in.
Okay.
This is how I'm fine with it that way.
Line item that we put the purchase order on?
I guess the 114.
114. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Personal property add-on report for July and August of 2019.
Move to accept and in it. Do you guys want to talk about it?
Say again.
Did you want to talk about it?
Nope.
You came up in anticipation of court orders.
Mm-hmm.
Move to accept and enter into the record the prepaid abatement add-on report for July of 2019 and August of 2019 as presented by the county clerk.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I have only one abatement for you. It's 300304. It is a personal property abatement. It is a refund. It was paid on a separate account, the vehicle was. So it's a duplicate. And there are tax receipts showing where it was paid. With the abatement.
It's Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A. September the
16th.
Thank you. 16th, 2019.
Same.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. That's all I have today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Taney County Health Department update.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm just here for our quarterly update to let you know kind of some new things that we're working on and just the status of where we are at this point in the year. So last time I was here, I mentioned that we were going to be moving to a new electronic health record system. So that is fully operational and fully implemented, and so we're using that in all of our clinical applications at this point in time. We are, as with any new system, still working through a little bit of our workflow. So our family planning clinic in particular is one area we're trying to figure out how to speed up that process a little bit. So if you do hear anything there, we are working on it to make sure that we're getting people through as quickly as we can. We also are working in the clinical team with our hepatitis A vaccine. So there is a statewide hepatitis A outbreak. I don't know if you've seen that in the news lately. Taney County to date has not had any confirmed cases here, so that is good news. However, we are seeing it in our surrounding counties, and so we're gearing up for that. So we saw the Ava area, that county had an outbreak. We aided in their vaccination efforts last weekend, actually. I think they vaccinated over 200 people and had to borrow some vaccine from us last weekend. Also, Springfield, Greene County, saw 9 new cases. I believe that was last week or the week before, all in 1 week, which is a pretty high number to see in a week. So, like I said, we have not seen any in Taney County. However, we do have outbreak vaccine available for people that are considered high-risk groups. One of those of particular interest to you all is the sheriff and sheriff's department and also the jail system. So any of those staff are available to come and get free vaccine for this outbreak vaccination. They can just give us a call, and we can make those arrangements for them.
What about our maintenance department? So they work in the sheriff's office, cleaning and...
I would say as long as they're working in the sheriff's department or the jail, they're welcome to give us a call, and we can make arrangements for them to get that vaccine. Because it is such a statewide issue, it is free. They just need to let us know, and we can get that either sent over to the nurse at the jail, or they can come by our office and get that. We are also working with, in Branson, the Jesus Was Homeless group. So what we're seeing this time around with this outbreak is that the CDC has actually changed their recommendations. In the past, they have really focused in on food service workers as those that are at highest risk. However, this time around, they're really finding that the research is showing that it's people that are IV drug users, people that have been incarcerated in particular, people working with those populations, homeless, those living in close quarters. So we'll be holding a vaccine clinic with Jesus Was Homeless October 6th.
Everyone else probably knows this, but is it considered highly contagious or not?
I would say in those high-risk populations is the biggest concern, but for the general public, we're not terribly concerned about the general public. Just really those select groups of folks are the ones that are highest risk of contracting this and spreading it throughout our county. So we are open to any of the groups that feel like they meet those criteria. We'd be happy to work with vaccine clinics and taking this out in the community as needed.
Are you reaching out to our restaurants?
Well, right now, really the CDC is saying that food handlers are not a big concern.
Well, isn't that what happened in Douglas County?
In Douglas County it is, but what we have seen throughout the state of Missouri is that this really is spreading from our jail systems, and so those that were incarcerated are really what has spread this throughout our county.
But aren't those, a lot of those working in our, I mean, I would think they could be working in our restaurants.
Potentially, but at this point in time, the state health department does not consider that a high-risk group, and that's based on CDC recommendations. So we cannot give free vaccine to our food service workers, but we do have it for the other groups. And, of course, it's state vaccination, so we have to follow their guidelines. We do have it available for anybody that is concerned. So if they want to, like if they're a food service worker and they want to come, we just can't give it to them at the state free rate with this outbreak. But we do have it available.
Well, exactly then, how do you pick up hepatitis A?
Well, so I'm not an epidemiologist, so I'm not going to speak to that one, but I can definitely send some information.
Well, the reason I said when you mentioned food service, and if it's not through the food service, then that's, I mean...
Sure. So historically...